Okay, the topic for today is Shabbos Shira. And we discussed already Tu B'Shvat, we discussed feeding the birds. But feeding the birds has nothing, is not why this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. Special Shabbos, you don't have, every Shabbos there in Yonim, Shabbos Bereishis, the Dal Parshios, you have Shabbos Chazak. But Parshas B'Shalach is given a special term called Shabbos Shira. And simply it's because we lay in Oz Yashir. We lay in the Shira Sayam, across the Yamsuf, they witnessed the miracles and they recited the Shira. Just because they recited the Shira, why does that trigger from us such a hava to call the Shabbos, Shabbos Shira?
To intensify your point,
yeah.
Why isn't the Parsha, when they have the Aseres HaDibros, given a special name?
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And there are other Shiros. We have Ali Be'er and Nula. We have the Brachos of the Bilam.
Shiras Miriam.
Every parsha, you can probably find the reason to give the parsha a special name. Exactly. So what is so special about the shira, that the uniqueness of the shira, that it's given a special title? So the Mefarshim tell us that because the kedusha of this Shabbos is way beyond any other parsha. And the proof, I will give different examples to show the uniqueness of the parsha, but one of the simplest examples, I think the Sfasenist says, just like the Shira is written in the Torah differently, it's not written standard columns, word after word, but it's written Arich Rabbi Levena, the words are arranged in a very unique way, so too the Shabbos is different. If the way the letters are arranged in the Torah is different, that is an indication that the entire Shabbos is an entirely different league. And therefore, we give it its own title, we give it its own name, we call it Shabbos Shira. Now, that's only a partial answer. But why, again, coming back to the main point, why do we call it Shabbos Shira? So let me give you two, three examples. In this week's parasha, for the very first time, we learn about Shabbos. Hu Asher Omar, when the man did not fall for the second time on, did not fall on Shabbos. It was a double portion on Vayibayom Hashishi. Lachtu lechem mishne shnei melo echad. Vayavo kol nesiri hoida. Vayagidu l'Moshe. What's going on? Today, everyone took home a double portion. So here we have the pasuk. This pasuk is the pasuk for the very first time Torah explicitly mentions that there is something called Shabbos Kodesh. Vayoymer alehem hu asher diber Hashem Shabbosoin Shabbos Kodesh la Hashem mochar. Eis asher toifu eifu v'eis asher tevashu bashelu v'eis kolodif hanich lechem l'mshuris alaboyker. So what do we do on Shabbos? We celebrate Shabbos. Part of the celebrating Shabbos, we come to shul, we come together, there is Knesset, and within the Torah, guess what? This is the Shabbos which we learn about Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos by itself is a day in which we sing Shira, because every Shabbos you're supposed to sing Shira, say Zmiros, and just thank Hashem for the blessing that we blessing that you have. So this week we learn about Shabbos, and we also sing Shira for the Yam. The two Shiros mingle, but forget about the two Shiros mingling. It's not only called Shabbos Shira because we sing the Shira, it's the Shabbos itself is a song. Because this Shabbos is the Shabbos in which we learn for the very first time in the Torah there's something called Shabbos. Okay, it's true, we have Shabbos in Maaseh Bereishis, in Parshas Bereishis, we finish all the Melacha, but that was not where we observe Shabbos as a nation, that was part of creation. The very first time Klal Yisrael accepted Shabbos as a mitzvah from a Kodesh Baruch to be observed in a unique way, ki oisi veni veneichem, is Parshas B'Shalach. So it's Shabbos Shira, not only because it's Shiras Hayam, it's Shabbos Shira because it is the Shabbos in which we learn about Shabbos, and the Shabbos itself is singing Shira. We translate Shira, Shiras Hayam. That's one interpretation. No, the Shabbos itself is singing a song because this Shabbos it was revealed that there is something called Shabbos Shira. There is a Shabbos. That's one answer. Another answer. The Gemara in Masechta Makos, the last staff tells us that Tayag Mitzvos is a lot. And at times it can be a little bit overwhelming. And a person, if he can't excel in every single mitzvah, he can focus on a group of mitzvahs. And the Gemara goes through various Nevi'im. They reduced the emphasis from Tayag Mitzvahs to a select group of mitzvahs. And I don't remember the details, but the Gemara goes through one Nevi after another until the Gemara finally comes down to Chavakuk. And Chavakuk says, the only thing you have to really focus on in this world, forget about the Tayag, you have to do Tayag Mitzvahs. But don't get carried away. Emuna. Everything, the most important, bo chavakuk vehemidon al achas, tzadik be'emunoso yechye. This is the essence of Torah, this is the essence of the mitzvahs, focus on emuna. The shira was only sung because Klal Yisrael reached the madrega vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdu, oz yoshe Moshe. Only after Klal Yisrael came to the Madrega of Emuna, those are the words immediately preceding Oz Yashir, then were they aroused to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, we have Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, you know, Kof Alem HaKagigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we forced us. We were taken there, we weren't so excited. We said, Nasa Venishma, we changed our minds. Hashem said, you're not going to come to Torah, I'm going to throw the mountain upon you. So, but the end was, we accepted. But it's not the goal. The goal is emuna. Tzadik be'emunoso yichye. And here, this Shabbos is where Klal Yisrael reached their madrega. And after they reached their madrega, Oz Yosher Moshe Vnei Yisrael. It's an outgrowth of the emuna. And being that emuna is the ikur, bo chavakuk vehemidim al achas, tzadik be'emunoso yichye. That is why we emphasize this Shabbos as Shabbos Shira. Okay, that's another idea. Now, another idea. It's interesting that this is not really related to the spirit of the Shabbos Shira. Just want to point this out, is that beginning with Parshas Bo, through Parshas Kisiso, we go through all of the Mo'adim. And Parshas Bo is the Kriya Satorah for the first day of Pesach. That's Parshas Chodesh, but then we go into Mamish, the Korban Pesach, and Makas Bechoros. That was last week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha was Makas Bechoros. Vahi Bachatzi Halayla V'Yashem Higa Kol Mukhavi Eretz Mitzrayim. Makas Bechoros. Parshas Bishalach is Shvihi Shel Pesach, because we learn about Kriyas Yamsof. Next week is Parshas Yisro, and that's the next holiday. Next holiday is the Aseres HaDibros, is Matan Torah, Shavuos, the end of Shavuos. What comes after Shavuos? The next biblical holiday is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that's Parshas Mishpatim, Mishpat. You go to the judge. The judge in this world is a Me'ain of the judge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dayan, and we come to Mishpatim, which represents the idea of Yimei Hadin, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. After Parshas Yisro, we come to Parshas Truma. What's Parshas Truma? We learn about the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Sukkah. The Sukkah, to a certain degree, is the place of Tzila Dim Hemnusa, the shade of faith. Tzila Dim Hemnusa, the Tzchak, is the place where the Shechina rests, the shade of faith. What is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is the resting place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests His divine presence. Then we come to Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Tetzaveh is all about Shemen. V'ato Tetzaveh es b'nei shavichu lecha Shemen Zayisof. That's the next holiday. It's a rabbinic holiday. It is Chanukah. And then we come to Parshas Kisisa, which is Mor Doror, the B'samim. We come to the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, discuss in detail the B'samim. All the various besan for the Ketores, and that is the essence of the Yom Tov of Purim. Purim we focus on the Mordechai. Mordechai is Mordor, is found in the Ketores. So starting from Parshas Bo through Parshas Kisisa, we go through all of the Moadim. Bo is first day Pesach, Bishalach is Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Parshas Yisro is Shavuos, Parshas Truma B'Mishpatim is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Parshas Truma is Sukkot. Parshat Tzave is Purim, and Tzave is Chanukah. Parshas Kisisa is Purim. Okay, now let's go to another idea. Relating to this idea, this will be leading to this idea, Oz Yashir. It's Merum, it's twice a year do we lay in Oz Yashir. We lay in Oz Yashir on Shvi Shal Pesach, and we also lay in it on Shabbos Parshas Beshalach. And that is hinted to in the word Oz. Oz has two letters, Aleph and Zayin. Zayin represents Shvi Shal Pesach, and Aleph represents Aluf. Aleph means to learn Torah. Kriyas HaTorah is the ultimate, it's the purest form of Talmud Torah. Aleph Bina, learn knowledge. Aleph is Aleph, to learn. When do we learn? We learn publicly on Shabbos Kodesh. When do we lay in Parshas Shira? Aleph, when we lay in the Parsha, when we lay in Parsha B'Shalach, we lay in the Shira. And what's the other time that we lay in Parsha B'Shalach? We lay in the Shira. Zayin Shvi Shel Pesach. Okay, next idea. Now this is an idea which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. I can't find it here in front of me, but it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's brought down in many sources, Sefer HaCharedim, in many of the earlier Midrash and earlier sources, that anyone that says the Shira, b'chol k'chosaf, anyone that recites the Shira, either every single day, or with kavana, with heartfelt meaning, he is forgiven for all of his sins. It's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. And therefore, when you recite Oz Yashir on Shabbos, the Baal Kari should say with Kavana. And when you recite Oz Yashir every single day part of davening, a person should say Oz Yashir with Kavana, should know the parish on the lost. And if he does so, he will be Zeche to Mechilas Avoinas, and be forgiven for his sins. So the big question is, where does this come from? Why should it be so that if you recite Oz Yashir with all your Kavana, where do you find the Makar that you are forgiven for your sins? So I saw yesterday in the Sefer, a beautiful Makar for this. It comes not from the leaning of the parasha, but it comes from the Haftorah. What is the Haftorah for Parashas Beshalach? Devorah. Shiras Devorah. By the way, what is the Haftorah for Parashas when you lay on Shvi Shal Pesach? Shiras David. The other, we always match the Haftorah to the parasha, Shira. So Shiras David in Sefer Shmuel, end of Sefer Shmuel, that's what we lay on Shvi Shal Pesach, the parallel Beshalach, and Parashas Beshalach we lay in Shiras Devorah. Shiras Devorah begins in Perek Dalet Pasuk Dalet. So let me read you that. Now it begins with Udvoira Isha Nevia Isha Slapidos Hishoif to Shol Bo Esahi, and describes the entire story of what happened to Barak and the entire Shira. Now let me just, now before we go to the story of Sisra, the lead in Pasuk and Shoiftim Perek Dalit, okay, with the Shira, the story. When the story begins, it says, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. We very carefully don't recite this Pasuk. You'll notice when you learn the Haftorah, it starts from Kan Maschilim HaAshkenazim. We skip the first three Pesukim. Why? You're going to start the Perek, so you'll tell me, oh, the Perek was made by the Christians, by the non-Jewish. Okay, maybe that's why. But I think there's a more simple reason why we skip the first four Pesukim is because they're not very pleasant. The Pasuk begins, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael la'asois hara b'nei Hashem. They continue to anger Hashem. It's not very pleasant to begin the Haftorah that the Jewish people, you're all a bunch of sinners. And then it goes on to say, Vayim kareim Hashem b'yad yavin melchanan, Hashem delivered them into the hand of their enemies. It's not very pleasant to hear that Hashem gave us over to our enemies. We don't want to hear that now times. Hashem el b'chotso, we're very sensitive today to these things. You don't want to hear about the bad news, only the good news. Vayitzak ubnei Yisrael el Hashem ki tisha me'os recha barzelo v'hu lochatz Yisrael b'chozka b'eshem shana. The Jewish people, they cried to Hashem because he was a very powerful, scary king. He had 900 chariots of iron. So we skip those Shripsukim. We begin with Udvara Isha Nevia Eshes Lapidos. She was a fiery woman. Either it means Lapidos was the name of her husband, or it means that she was a woman of fire. Okay, that begins the story with Sisra. Yavin, the general of Sisra, and how miraculously Mesiras Nefesh, to draw the general sister into her tent, she stuck the peg of the tent into his head, and she took out his head and presented the head to the people, and they fled, and they were spared. Okay, and then what happened? Devorah began to recite Shira. Wonderful. What happened when she finished the Shira? It says, "Ken yevdu chol oivecha Hashem ve'oyavav, kitzeis Hashemesh bigvura sovateshkoi to'aretz arboim shana." The land was quiet for 40 years. We learned the Aleph Beis, we didn't discuss it, but the number 40 appears, 40, Tukuf, a period of time of 40 years, everything was peaceful. Next, Perek Vav. Vayasu v'nei Yisrael hara b'nei Hashem. Isn't that convenient? We lay on Shabbos, Haftarah. In between, we just select a part of the Navi that's in between Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael la'asoyis hara and Vayasu hara b'nei Hashem. We just select the story of Devorah, starting with Pasuk Dalet. We don't say the first Pasuk, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael la'asoyis hara b'nei Hashem, and we stop just in time, the last Pasuk, right before we get to Pasuk Perigva, Pasuk Aleph, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael hara b'nei Hashem. So I saw this idea, I don't remember where, I saw this in a sefer called Yisrael v'Hamoadim by Rav Rusaf. Rav Rusaf, that's the name of the Mechaber, he's quoting this idea from one of the Mefarshim, I don't remember where he's quoting this from, and he says, that's the Makar, why Chazal tell us that if you recite the Shira B'chol Koychoi, with Kavana, Hashem forgives you for all your sins. Because before they sang, Devorah sang the Shira with Klal Yisrael, it says Vayosifu. They continued to do more and more sin. They had sin, and they added to the sins. More sin, more sin, more sin. Then they sang Shira. And now what does it say? Vayasu, now they did sins for the very first time. What do you mean? It should say, Madach, before Shira Asimar Vayosifu, Kol Shekain. We already have a large plate of sin. They sinned in the past, they added more sin, and now when the Shira is over, it says Vayasu. It sounds like they're sinning for the very first time. Right? For the very first time. So this contrast that we have Vayasu after the Shira, Kneged in relation to the word Vayosifu before the Shira, indicates that when they sang Shira, it's a clean slate. All of their sins were forgiven. So you can no longer say when they go back to their old ways and start doing Averos, Vayosifu. There's no Vayosifu, there's nothing to add to. It's a clean slate. It's Vayasu. They're now doing Averos for the very first time. It's a good Vart. It's a very powerful Vart, and it shows that when you sing Shira, you give Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem sees, you're a good person, I'm going to forgive you for all your sins. So even though a person, Achlan will stun, if he can't maintain that darga of Ahava Hashem, and he goes and he sings, Sevier Hashem, no, but at least you've been forgiven for all of your sins. That was a very powerful, insightful Vart. Okay, now let's go to another, once we're discussing the Shira, I want to bring to your attention various minhagim that are done Shabbos by Shabbos Shira. Now, I think it's the minhag to stand. If I'm not mistaken, most shuls, I have not been to that many shuls. I've been around here and there, but in shuls where people sit during davening, which is fine, you sit for Kriyas HaTorah, when it comes to the Shira, they pause and everyone stands up. One shul, I believe, used to make a very solemn announcement. All rise. It's like you're in court. All rise. You know, clap, everyone stands up and they sing the Shikoshas. Why? Why do you stand for the Shira? There's a big controversy if you're allowed to stand for the Aseres Hadibros. Why don't we find the same controversy, or not as much? There is a little bit of a controversy. Why do we stand for the Shira? But you don't find it discussed to the same degree that you find it discussed by the Aseres Hadibros. Why? It seems that it's much easier in Halacha. There's less opposition to standing for the Shira than there is for standing for the Aseres HaDibros. If you only stand for the Aseres HaDibros, so some want to say, it's because this was the only thing that was given at Sinai, and nothing, only 10 commandments, and nothing else needs to be observed in our time. So you shouldn't give that impression, you should not stand. If you don't stand, so sit for everything. But the Shira, I don't know, people are not, don't object. So the answer is because it's the Pasuk. The Pasuk, David, Akum, I stand, David HaMelech said, Akum, let me find the Pasuk, Lehoidois Lecha. Okay, David HaMelech, I stand to give thanks to you. It's an explicit pasuk, the proper way of giving, saying, giving thanks and singing Shira is to do it in a state of standing. Therefore, you have to stand. No one's going to fight, give you a hard time. Aseres Hadibros, that's not thanks. You're listening. I'm listening to the Aseres Hadibros. I should stand. If I stand for this, why don't I stand for the other mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs? Oh, yeah, but because this is different. Why is it different? Okay, that's what to discuss. But Shira? When you're reciting Shira, Okum lehoidoi slucha. Okay, that's a very interesting, that's an interesting point. It's a minog to stand, and we have a very solid source for the mukar. Another halacha. Now, this is halacha. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the Shira. That opens up a whole new hashivas to the Shira. If you have a simcha and you have your long lost relatives from all over the world have come for the simcha and you're really desperate, so you can make aliyas every three psukim. And if you're really desperate, you can even repeat psukim. As we do so on Simchas Torah, you can even some people did this. They repeated. They were very desperate. They repeated because if you're this guy an aliyah, it's bikuach nefesh. So you give him an aliyah, you make a lot of hisafas, and you repeat psukim. But you're not allowed to be mafsik in the teichacha. By the way, which teichacha? You're not allowed to be mafsik in the teichacha of Kisava, we don't do Bisman Hazeh, but maybe there could be some more grounds to be made, I'm not exactly sure. But the Shira, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik because the Shira just goes to show the significance. Also, the last eight psukim of the Torah, you cannot be mafsik. It comes, the fact that you're not allowed to be mafsik shows that it's one block, it's one davar choshev, and it adds to the chashivas of the Shira.
It's
Hazinu. Yeah.
You have nothing.
Can you see it?
You have some other
parts. No, so Hazinu, we are mafsik. Because Hazinu, even though it's called a Shira, but it's not a Shira in the sense. Yeah. I see, that's a very, very, very complicated issue. Hazinu is called a Shira. Atah kitzlechem es Hashira Hazos. Hazinu. But the text of it's not praise.
No,
it's very powerful Musar. It's world history and Musar. What?
You're reading the same Haftarah. That's
a
seventh day
place. Right, so it's indication that it's a Shira. Correct. It's called Shira. The Pasuk says, you don't have to go further than that. V'ata kislu lechem es Shira Hazos. And according to Rashi, Shira Hazos refers back to Hazinu. That's a Shira. It's the most powerful Musar. It's Musar world history. It's so... We have to there define what the Torah means when it says Shira. But here... By Parshas Beshalach, Shira means Hoida. It's Shira / Hoida. It's not being used in the sense of Musar and world history. Maybe you'll find in the Drashim that allude to what's world history and has Shira of Oz Yashar. But in the simplest sense, there's no problem with understanding Shira to mean giving thanks. Okum lehoidois lecha. It's a song / thanks, and therefore it has a different set of rules. Now I want to discuss with you something which I don't have a good answer, and you've probably been around something which is very curious. It's unique in that you have a unique nigun to sing. Ashir Lashem ki go'oi go'ol go'osus rechvoi ramav hayam. Now that nigun, which psukim do you sing with a nigun? Which psukim do you not sing with a nigun? So there are so many minhagim that there are more minhagim than there are psukim in the Shira. I've seen many things done over the years. I don't know if the things are done with thought, or they're just done randomly. They're just done hatch-patch, whatever, wherever the Baal Kari, whatever mood he's in. But some the extremes go that some of the custom by certain Hasidic groups, the entire Shira, every single word is sung in a song. I don't know the nigun; it could be there are more parts to the nigun. But every single word is not recited in the normal melody that's recited for Kriyas HaTorah. Every single word is sung. That's not common among us. We don't see that. What do? So many shuls, they just sing very, very few psukim. Yeah. They sing the psukim, they have Hashem's name. Ashur la Hashem ki go'o go'o, mi chamocha bo'ilim Hashem, Hashem yimloch li'olam vo'ed. What else? You look into the shiur, the psukim which have Hashem's name. Any pasuk in which Hashem's name appears is a candidate for being sung. And everything else is not. Is laying in the regular trop, with the regular trop. What about the pasuk of Hamayim Lohem Chaimon Miminam Mismolam? Hashem's name does not appear in that pasuk. For some reason, it's to cause them to sing that pasuk as well. Now there are different customs. There are two psukim. It appears in the fourth aliyah and in the fifth aliyah. The shir is in the fifth aliyah. So do you sing it in the fourth aliyah? Do you sing it twice? Do you sing it only the second time? Do you sing it only the first time? Or you sing it none? Different customs. I've been taught, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but the way I've been taught is you sing it only the second time.
Yeah,
okay. that's I've been taught. And the first time you do not sing it. And people who do not know this, they think you're an Am Haaretz. When you land it the first time in Revi and you're not singing V'Hamayim Lohem Chayma, you hear the Olam humming along, V'Hamayim Lohem Chayma, but your custom is that you Bedafka do not sing it in that Ali. You wait until the next one, V'Hamayim Lohem Chayma, Miminam Mismolam. However, others have a custom to reverse just the opposite, to sing it only the first time, not the second time. And the reason being of Nam's thing is because the second time there's a missing Vav. Choyma is spelled the second time without a Vav, which Chazal interpreted to mean Chema. Hashem was angry. Why was Hashem angry? Because they took with them Pesel Micha. So Hashem was very angry, he was full of anger, but Hashem held it in. So because Hashem was angry, you will not sing the second pasuk, V'amayim Lohem Chema, Miminam Mismulam, because it's missing a Vav, and it's not a good time, and therefore you don't want to sing it, which would indicate that otherwise you should sing it. But some will tell you just the opposite. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu held back his anger is reason to sing. So you sing it with Afka then. So you can drei azoyin, azoyin, azoyin. There's no end to how much you can drei, which one you should sing, which one you should not sing. Now, what else? Some have a custom, another approach to when you should sing is any pasuk that's doubled. What do you mean doubled? Ashur Hashem ki go'o go'o. There's a doubling. Mi chamocha bo'ilim Hashem. Mi chamocha. A doubling of the expressions. Yimincha Hashem ne'edor b'koch. Yimincha Hashem teriyat oyev. Yimincha, yimincha. Any pasuk which is doubled is a candidate for being sung a second time. Okay, so that's different. That's not Hashem's name. You have to go look through the Shira to find, be precise, when is Hashem's name, when is not Hashem's name. Okay, another approach, and this is what I've seen done in Chaim Berlin, this is what I do. In Chaim Berlin, I don't remember if this is what the old Balkari used to do. He was a very, very incredible Balkari years ago. His name was Moshe Fruchthandler. He put on a show. You come to the laning on Shabbos, it was a Broadway show. Mamish, a Broadway show. I still remember him, the Aseres HaDibros. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How he leaned on Simchas Torah. Unbelievable. He made up a lot of things he made up. He did, honestly. I don't know if he had a tradition. I don't know. He had a certain... He relived the parasha. When you came out of his laning, you didn't just come out of the laning. You came out of an experience. Really. It really was. And he laned the Shira. I don't remember the Shira from him that much. I remember the Aseres HaDibros, very clear. I remember Simchas Torah. Incredible. Out of this world. Never heard such a Simchas Torah, how he would lay in Parshas Bereishis, how he lay in the end of the Torah, how he would switch from the Nigun at the end of Ma'ona. It was awesome. Now I have a very good Balkari also. Beautiful, beautiful Balkari by Woolman. And he, I've heard him laying the Shir number of times, and his custom is he lays every Pasuk that has Hashem's name. Every pasuk Hashem's name is the entire pasuk, and every other pasuk he ends off of the esnachta soif pasuk, the end, just the end of the thought. Ashul Hashem ki go ogo susulach v'arabavim. Then azi v'zimros ka vayihi li lishna. That's not the end of the pasuk. Okay, here, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of what he would do. Okay, here we have the beginning of the Shira of Ozi Vizimraska Vayhi. Okay, that's Hashem's name. Ozi Vizimraska Vayhi Li Lishu Zekeli. These have Hashem's name. But on the other hand, I don't know, Ze Ozi Vizimras Kohi did not sing. So why not? Has Hashem's name. I don't know the answer. Elokei Aviv Aro Memenu, he did sing, because that's the end of the pasuk. Hashem Yishmo Chama, Hashem Shmo. Okay, I don't know his pattern. There are certain famous psukim which he laid. Maybe he laid the psukim which were doubled. Maybe that was the issue. I do not remember. But in addition to laying certain popular psukim, he would also end off every single pasuk with the nigun of the shira. Okay, that's another approach. I believe that I asked him once, and he told me there are two customs. Either you lay in just the psukim, and you don't end off every pasuk, and some end off every pasuk. That was his custom, and that's what I do. I don't mean, what I do doesn't mean anything, and it seems that's also a custom. But let me ask you, what's done by you? By Bergman, what do they do by Bergman?
Francis
Laning. What do they do by you? What do they do by you?
Depends.
What? Okay, so you'll pay attention this year. Right, but what about the end of the other psukim? Which psukim do they lay? Is there a pattern? Is there a reason? Because it's doubled? Because Hashem's name appears? And then you'll find Hashem's name, they're singing, they're not singing psukim, which has Hashem's name. And there are going to be doubles, which maybe they're not singing. So I don't know if there's such precision where it comes from. Now here is the big, big, hot issue. Okay, this is big, big time. The end of the Shira. Where does the Shira end? Now let me start off with, instead of looking at a Chumash, we say the Shira every single day. What is our custom? I assume everyone here, when you come to the, you say in davening, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, what do? You say Hashem, you say it twice. You say it, why do you say it twice? Saying it twice is problematic. It's like saying Shema Shema, Modim Modim, Mishaskin. So why do you say Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed twice? And then you say Targum, Shnayim Mikav Yecha Targum. Why? So many Mepharshim say it's because you have to indicate that this is where the Shira ends. The Shira ends. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. Period. That's the end. Okay, now, when you're davening to indicate that the Shira is over, you say the pasuk twice. And once you say it twice, then you say the Targum, it should be Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. But it all starts with the attempt, the approach that you should indicate that this is where the Shira ends. And then what do you do in davening? What do? You go weiter. Kivos sus paro beruchbo uvi for roshav bayam vayoshev Hashem alem esmehiam uvnei shalchu vayaboshev sochayim. I assume you say that. I assume you say that pasuk, right? Why do you say that pasuk? It's not part of the Shira. And by the way, the Ramban explicitly says the pasuk kivos sus paro is not part of the Shira. It's over. It's now a narrative. It's telling us what happened. What happened? Kivos sus paro beruchbo uvi for roshav bayam vayoshev Hashem alem. It's a narrative. This is what happened. And therefore, that's why we say Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed twice to indicate the Shira is over. So if the Shira is over, why bother saying this? On a Sunday, on Shabbos, you know, you got to lay in the whole Torah. Okay, you got to lay it. But on every single morning during Pesuka the Zimra, we're saying the Shira. So the Shira is, we should really begin with Oz Yashir. We should not.
But Miriam came along.
No, but we don't say that part. That's later on. That goes the inviter. Yeah, then we go weiter. But we don't. But why? So it's not really clear. It's not really clear why we say this. It could very well be that some people, this whole thing of saying Oz Yashir is an innovation, a modern innovation that was added to the Pesuka the Zimra. The original version of Pesukei de Zimra, going back from the time of the Beis HaMikdash, before that, early times, did not include Oz Yashir. This is a modern addition to the Nusach HaTzvila, to add Oz Yashir, Vayosha, and Oz Yashir into the Pesukei de Zimra, and originally it was said after Yishtabach. Can you imagine? You would finish off Vayivarech David, you would finish off V'chorosim HaBris, and then you would say Yishtabach, and then you would say Oz Yashir. And some, instead of saying Oz Yashir, they would say Hazinu. They would not say Oz Yashir, they would say Hazinu, or you would say both. for some reason, I do not know why, it evolved over 1,000 years, more than 1,000 years, even close to probably 1,800 years. For whatever reason, it evolved that we should say Oz Yashir, yeah, from the time of the Mishnah Goinim, from the time of the Goinim. After the Goinim is from the Vayim. I'm sorry, from the Goinim. From the Goinim, this became a minhag from the time of the Goinim to say. Right, much later, found the Goinim correct. Tanoim, I'm wearing the Goinim, so this became a much later point in time to recite Oz Yashir, and it evolved originally after Yishtabach, or to say of a choice of Hazinu, or both, and then somehow it was put before Yishtabach, and for whatever reason we only say Oz Yashir, and for whatever reason we say Vayosha before, even though it's not part of the Shira. Everyone agrees, no one disagrees that Vayosha is not part of the Shira. That's not part, that's a lead into the Shira. And certainly Kivosus Paro, according to the Ramban, is not part of the Shira. So why do we say it? I do not know. It's a very big mystery. Fine. Now, one thing I want to point out, which is really very interesting. Art Scroll, about 27, 28 years ago, revolutionized the world. They shocked the world. And probably the biggest shock they did was they made the Art Scroll English Siddur. That probably was a greater shock than even the Art Scroll Gemara. Okay, the Mishnayos, of course, but it was just, it was done in an entirely different, it hit the core of the common, this generation. It represented like a new generation. I don't know if you remember this, when this Kufa, they even have here the original Siddur, look, they have here the white cover. This Siddur was published in 19, this is a collector's item. This is the first edition, look at this. First is 1984.
84?
84. This is a collector's item. Okay?
First edition.
Save this for another 50 years to lose a lot of money. It's totally worn out, so anything that's worn out like this is not going to fetch a big price if you have it in a brand new condition, because first edition of the Art Scroll English Siddur. It really, okay, we can argue about this for a long time, about Art Scroll. I'm not embarrassed to say I'm a very big fan of Art Scroll. I have no shame in admitting I'm a very, very big fan of Art Scroll. They did something in this Siddur which is very... I don't know. You'll tell me what the right word is after I tell you, because they didn't do it since, and no one else did it, not before and not after. I shouldn't say no one else. I didn't even pay attention to this. Someone showed this to me, and the more you look at it, the more bizarre it gets. What did they do in about 1984? What did they do? They presented Oz Yashir, they presented it Oriach al Gabe Levena. See the blank space? Just like it's written in the Torah, this is only in the Art Scroll English Siddur. First edition. No, all editions. I don't think they that's one thing they did. Once they did something, if it's not an error, they don't change it. They made a lot of, all of the later publications in the Machzorim, and in the Interlinear, and in the Hebrew Only, and Sfar, and Ashkenaz, they made major changes. They changed from Geshem to Goshem. There's a whole study. I can show you very interesting how things evolved. No, it's not a matter. It's once they have it like this, the instructions they change, the halachas they changed, they made major changes. When they did it, obviously they had in mind certain reasons. It was done with a team of very big Talmidei Chachamim, but there was a lot of reaction, and this is wrong, it's not the Minhag Yisrael, what are you doing? So some things they listened, and some things they said, listen, this is what it is, when we make a new Siddur, we'll make new changes, we'll go in the Hebrew-only Siddur, we'll do things differently. So here is the Hebrew-only Siddur, right? Yitzchak Yoyer. There's plenty of room on the page, there's no problem. And come see it to Oz Yashir. Straight. Why? Why? They got smarter? Why? Why did they make this straight? Why in the Shiloh Siddur? Why in all of the other Siddurim? What? This Art Scroll. Art Scroll. So what? Well, the more Haredi, the more you should make it like the Torah.
No.
I don't know. So it's a very big mystery why they did this. I like to discuss. Now, also, what's more bizarre is, okay, I told you, the Shira ends where? Hashem Yimloch Lilam, Hashem Yimloch Lilam. Now, in our Sefer Torah today, you take out the Sefer Torah, it's written, Ariach Gabal Leveina. Kivosus Paro, that last pasuk. How is it written in the Sefer Torah today? Any Sefer Torah? Ariach al gabe levena. It's written the same way as Yashir with the blank space. Ariach al levena. After you come to Hashem Yimloch Li'olam, where it continues to be written Ariach al gabe levena. But the Ramban. The Ramban is very strong and says the Shira ends Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et. And that's why we repeat Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et when we recite it and we say the Targum. And that's why many Balei Kriya, when they lay in the parish, when they lay in Oz Yashir, when they come Hashem Yimloch Li'olam, they know what they're doing and they're following the Ramban, they will sing Hashem Yimloch Li'olam, and that's the end. That's the last thing that they will sing. They'll sing the Miriam, that's later. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et, and then they will pause and they will go into a very clear tone of the regular melody for leading the Torah. Kivosus paro berichba uvi farasha vayamayash v'shem leislam v'shem leish v'nei Yisrael holchu vayabasha b'soho chayam. They will not sing it. They're not going to sing it. Holchu vayabasha b'soho chayam. Now, no, it depends. You might have a Balkari that will sing it. Why would a Balkari want to sing it? Because they'll think it's part of the Shira. Why is it part of the Shira? Because it's written Ariach Hagabi Levena. Now the truth is the Rambam, the Mem holds that the pasuk Kivosus Paro is part of the Shira, and therefore that's why it's written in the Sefer Torah Ariach Gabal Levena. But that's not the Minhag Yisrael, because the Minhag Yisrael is to say Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et twice when you stripe a strip of the Zimra to indicate that Hashem Yimloch is the end. So we really have a contradiction. Something doesn't make sense, because in the Sefer Torah, it's our minhag to conclude Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et, it's the end of the Shira, but yet one more line of the Shira, one more line is written with the form of Ariach al gabe levena. Now, what's even more bizarre is the art scroll, Siddur, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et, they're the ones who did this. They made it Ariach al gabe levena, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et, the Shira is over, so they repeat the pasuk, but they don't print Kivosus Paro like it's written in the Sefer Torah. They didn't follow through. Now it's logical why they didn't follow through, because the Shira is over. But in the Sefer Torah, if it was good, so they're correcting the Torah. Is that the right thing to do? No, I mean, that, if you want to go follow the style of the Torah, so be consistent. Go all the way. But if you're going all the way, you're going to get stuck, because in this Nusach HaSidur you have to add in Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, Hashem Malchus Tzekoyim Li'olam Omayah. You see, the something doesn't go here. It's a little bit touchy. Okay, they have a formula. They feel, this is it, Hashem Yimloch, we go to Nusach HaTfilah, it's not part of the Shira. New in the Torah, it's written like that. Okay, we've done our job, we got to Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. Obviously, you're getting yourself into a big mess. You have a mahalach, okay? Not every lambda, not people think about this. But it's interesting. I don't know the answer. Go ask the RSV. You can email them and talk to them. Why then did they all of a sudden abandon their approach when it came to the next sitter? I think the Machzar.
Too much flack.
I don't know. So they get some flack. If you're right, you're right. You have an approach.
You do what they want. Just like they omit the censor in the horrors.
Okay, but this
they want to
is
sell the product.
It's something which I want to bring to your attention. There are many different versions to sing the Shira. Many different Hagim, either it's the doubling of their expressions, it's Hashem's name. Wow, so wait. Double the name, or it is the every inside pasuk. And the really big issue is, where does the Shira end? If you're going to hear on this Shabbos, the Balkari say, they're going to lay Kiva Osus Haroi, by Ubu Feroshim Yerushalayim, Uvinesh, Holchu Vayabosha, the Sotayah. Then you know he's following the Rambam.
Right.
He's on the Rambam. And he's going to end up Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'et, you know that he's following the Rambam. And you're going to know, then you're going to ask him, why did you stop there? Whatever the whole thing will catch him.
Why do you stop it? Keep on going. So we'll show you. We'll look at the art scroll. We'll look at the Sefer Torah. So you have all of these issues. Why the problems? Why do you have a Richa? A Riach is a hit. Rashi the second, the Gemara says the blank spar part is the Leveya. So basically, the blank is double the part that's written. Why? Because there's more than double the words said, and whatever you say, any praise you give to the Shvarku is incomplete. There is double more of what you are not saying than what can be said. Mila Vesela Shtikusa Betrayal. A word is worth a coin, but silence? It's worth 2 coins. That's mamish in the Shira.
It's golden.
Golden. You have a riach agav levena. The part that's shira levena is the part that's not. Okay, so it pretty much covers what we want to tell you about Shabbos Shira. Have a wonderful day.
That's what maybe we talk about.
Super Dezimba.
Maybe because that's
in the car?
Super Dezimba.
That's what I'm talking to you.
It's
only once in the day. Oh, I saw it so far.